Vijanaballava Girivarasani. Gopi jana ballava girivarasani. Yasoda nandana braja jana nandana. Yasoda nandana braja jana nandana. Jamuna kiravana chari. Jamuna kiravana chari. Jai Radha Madhava Kunja Bihari. Jai Radha Madhava Kunja Bihari. Gopi Jana Vallabha Girivara Dhani. Gopi Jana Vallabha Girivara Dhani. Yashoda Nandana Braja Jana Nandana. Yashoda Nandana Braja Jana Nandana. Jamuna Kiravana Chari. Jamuna Kiravana Chari. Jai Radha Madhava Kunja Bihari. Jai Radha Madhava Kunja Bihari. Jai Prabhupada, 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 Jaya Prabhupada. Prabhupada, 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 Jaya Prabhupada.
His divine grace is Antiko Devaishnavendi Ki.
Jai.
Iskand Founder Acharya's Fine Grace of Prabhupada Ki.
Jai.
Gaur Premanandi.
Hari.
All glories to the assembled devotees.
Hare.
All glories to the assembled devotees.
Hare.
All glories to the assembled devotees.
Hare.
All glories to Sri Sri Guru
and Sri Guru Sri Gauranga.
Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prasthaya Gantraya. Srimati Bhaktivedanta Swami Tinamade. Namaste Saraswati Devi Gurvani Chamani Visheshasimivari. Pasat Kesit. So Mata Mati is going to lead the chanting of the verse today. You want to just take the mic?
Okay, start again. Katvanga. King Katvanga. Nama of the name. Rajarshi. Saintly king. Gyatva. By knowing. Yattam. Duration. Iha. In this world. Ayusha. Of his life. Muhurtat. Within only a moment. Sarvam, everything. Utsrijya, leaving aside. Gatavan, had undergone. Abhayam, fully safe. Harim, the personality of Godhead. Okay, translation and purport by Srila Prabhupada. The saintly King Katvanga, after being informed that the duration of his life would be only a moment more, at once freed himself from all material activities and took shelter of the supreme safety, the personality of Godhead. Purport. A fully responsible man should always be conscious of the prime duty of the present human form of life. The activities to meet the immediate necessities of material life are not everything. One should always be alert in his duty for attainment of the best situation in the next life. Human life is meant for preparing ourselves for that prime duty. Maharaj Khatwanga is mentioned herein as a saintly king because even within the responsibility of the state management, he was not at all forgetful of the prime duty of life. Such was the case with other Rajarshis, saintly kings, like Maharaj Yudhishthira and Maharaj Parikshit. They were all exemplary personalities on account of their being alert in discharging their prime duty. Maharaj Khatwanga was invited by the demigods in the higher planets to fight demons. And as a king, he fought the battles to the full satisfaction of the demigods. The demigods, being fully satisfied with him, wanted to give him some benediction for material enjoyment. But Maharaj Khatwanga, being very much alert to his prime duty, inquired from the demigods about his remaining duration of life. This means that he was not as anxious to accumulate some material benediction from the demigods as he was to prepare himself for the next life. He was informed by the demigods, however, that his life would last only a moment longer. The king at once left the heavenly kingdom, which is always full of material enjoyment of the highest standard, and coming down to this earth, took ultimate shelter of the all-safe personality of Godhead. He was successful in his great attempt and achieved liberation. This attempt, even for a moment, by the saintly king was successful because he was always alert to his prime duty. Maharaj Parikshit was thus encouraged by the great Sukadeva Goswami, even though he had only 7 days left in his life, to execute the prime duty of hearing the glories of the Lord in the form of Srimad Bhagavatam. By the will of the Lord, Maharaj Parikshit instantly met the great Sukadeva Goswami and the great treasure of spiritual success left by Sukadeva Goswami is nicely mentioned in the Srimad Bhagavatam 1, 2, 3.
Please excuse all this unusual or out of the ordinary dealings with the mic and everything. I'm just trying to save what little voice I have for speaking the glories of Srimad Bhagavatam by your mercy. Om Agyanatim Aranda Shaganam Janasharakaya Chakshuram Militam Yena Tasmai Sri Gurave Namaha. So today's verse, text number 13, is being offered as a proof of what Sukadeva Goswami described in the previous verse, text 12. Sukadeva Goswami was instructing Maharaj Parikshit that one moment of full consciousness, how valuable it is. Sometimes we think that wasting much more than one moment is okay, but according to the Krishna conscious standard, one moment shouldn't be wasted. And actually one moment offers more than we can imagine. So in order to encourage Parikshit Maharaj, Sukadeva Goswami was speaking this way about the value of one moment. You know, sometimes when we read Srimad Bhagavatam, even Chaitanya Charitamrita, we tend to think that the descriptions may be exaggeration. It's one of the offenses, isn't it? To think that the glories of the Holy Name are imagination or exaggeration. So sometimes we may think like that when we hear these explanations from the Bhagavatam, including this one, that so much can be achieved in one moment of full consciousness. But we should know that there's no exaggeration in Srimad Bhagavatam or any of the Vedic literatures. All of it is factual and provable. We're studying in the third canto with Dhruva Maharaj Prabhu and a group of devotees, studying Lord Brahma's prayers for creative energy and Lord Vishnu's response. And it's interesting because Brahma is actually being introduced to so many things which are wondrous and unknown to him. And Vishnu is imploring him to understand how to create all the places for the living entities in the universe. It's a description that's beyond what Brahma may have imagined. And we may take it and read it as also part of this exaggeration. But Lord Vishnu does a particular thing at the time of the instruction, which separates all that he described from being imaginary or exaggeration. And that is, he tells them to have faith in him. He describes the process, what the universe needs to look like, what it needs to accomplish for the conditioned souls. He describes all that to Brahma. And then he tells him that he should have faith in him. It's almost as if doubt is there in our mind, and the Lord knows that. And so he's saying to us, to Brahma, to all of us, that even though you may come across things which you are not familiar with or seem to be exaggeration, have faith in me. Have faith in my words. Have faith in my mercy. I know you may be plagued with doubts, but I'm telling you this is how you can deal with them, by having faith in me. And so Lord Brahma received the instructions on how to create the universe and got the mercy of Lord Vishnu and was able to do that. Here is a similar situation in the verses today. Prakshit Maharaj, Sukadev Goswami explains to Prakshit Maharaj that just by one moment of full consciousness, well, let's just read what it says rather than speculate on it. He says, what is the value of a prolonged life which is wasted inexperienced by years in this world? Better a moment of full consciousness, because that gives one a start in searching after his supreme interest. For so many lifetimes, so many kalpas, we've been after interest, but we don't know what our supreme interest is. And to hear that that can be started, we can understand and start on our true interest, is amazing. And so today's verse, text 13, is the proof. Brahma was advised by Vishnu to have faith. We're also advised to have faith. But is there no proof? It's just faith? Is that what the situation is? No. This verse, following the previous verse, is a proof. And the proof is a factual history from the Vedic literatures, that of Kadvanga, which is described in the purport. Actually, when I was preparing for this class, I wanted to find out more about Kadvanga Maharaj. And I went to the Vedic Encyclopedia. You know that book? It's the ladies. I think it's a lady that compiled that. Anyway, it's a Puranic Encyclopedia. And so it has references on so many, every personality you find in the Puranas, which are vast, is described and a certain history is given. And so there, Kadvanga is told to be, and I gave that introduction just to say that, you know, not that that's a bona fide source or anything, but it's just interesting. There's an interesting fact that in some of the Puranas, Kadvanga Maharaj has a different name. His name is Dilip. And he is actually, this Maharaj Dilip, he's one of the principal rulers of the universe. It's not just some king that was powerful enough to be invited by the demigods to fight on their behalf. But actually he was, as described in today's verse from Srimad Bhagavatam, he was a Rajarshi. So, the saintly king who had the knowledge, power, and authority to rule the universe. So Maharaj Kadvanga's history is described here as proof. He fought on behalf of the demigods against the asuras. Always asuras are always fighting, enlisting whatever help they can get. So he was successful, the demigods were successful with Maharaj Kadvanga. Now, he was king of the universe, plus he was Rajarshi. So being king of the universe, it means that he could have anything he wants. Materially speaking, he could have anything he wants. He had anything he wants already. But the demigods, who offer benedictions far beyond what we find in this lower realm that we exist in, the demigods are ready to give him more material enjoyment. So he could have everything he wants. Imagine if you're given that choice. You can have anything you want. How will you even go about deciding, especially if you're already rich and powerful and famous? Not only rich, powerful, and famous, but a dutiful king. He had so many duties, so many responsibilities. Anyone that's taken responsibility for one little thing knows how many aspects of that you have to be aware of. And so Maharaj Kadvanga, being universal king, he had so many duties, both material and spiritual, to attend to. So when he tries to decide what to do with the benediction being offered by the demigods, he immediately throws away priority of action, he immediately throws away so many so-called advantages or duties that he may have. He disregards them. They aren't a priority in his life. And from that position, he has to make a choice of what he wants to do. He wants no material benedictions. So what does he ask for? He asked the prime question of Srimad Bhagavatam. What's the prime question of Srimad Bhagavatam? What is the duty of a man who's about to die? So that's the prime thing that Maharaj Kadvanga was thinking. I'm going to die. Although I just was in a battle with the demons and fought for a long time and was victorious, which naturally make one think, I'm not going to die. He immediately understood that. How much longer do I have to live? If I find that out, then I can understand what is my prime duty at this stage. Is it to the praja of the kingdom? Is it to the Brahmins who may have done so many sacrifices for him in the course of his saintly rule of the world? What is he going to do with his time? Well, this history proves Sukadeva Goswami's statement to Maharaj Parikshit that the example of Kadvanga Maharaj is that he took that instruction and asked how long he was going to live. He was given just, you're going to live one more moment, Muhurta is 24 minutes, 48 minutes. That's a short period of time, whether it's 48 minutes or 24 minutes. So he had one muhurta left, and he decided to pursue the full consciousness that Sukadeva Goswami was talking about in text number 12. That was the priority over everything else of a man who had probably more priority type of things pulling at him than anyone at the time. So what was the priority of all of them? To pursue full consciousness, and that's what Kadvanga Maharaj did. Now it's interesting that this instruction to Maharaj Parikshit is not only proof that there's no exaggeration in the Vedic literatures and Srimad Bhagavatam, but it was also meant for him as well, for Parikshit Maharaj as well, because he was in the same situation as Kadvanga Maharaj. Of course, Kadvanga Maharaj had one moment, one muhurta, and Parikshit Maharaj had 7 days. But one muhurta or 7 days, what's the difference? The reality is the same. You have to die. You have to give up this material body. If I remember anything from the last 2 days of Navayoginda Maharaj's classes, is that he was instructing that this body is temporary and you're going to have to die. That was the conclusion that I got out of his classes he gave. He made such strong points in that regard. So Parikshit Maharaj had 7 days, and so the same question was presented to him. What are you going to do? You have 7 days. What is your priority? It's an interesting question, isn't it? What is your priority? What would be your priority? What did you say?
Hopefully,
to take away of the Lord. Yes. Hopefully, yes. That's what you think. It depends on how much time you have. We're talking about Kutvanga Maharaj, who found out he had a minute. Sukadeva Goswami, who had 7 days. What about us? How much time have we got? Whose situation is more urgent? Kutvanga Maharaj, Maharaj Prikshit, or ours? Exactly. We're in a more urgent situation than the two of them. Because we don't know when we're going to die. It could happen at any moment. Indeed, it's always experienced like that, isn't it? We hear someone who's passed away, oh really? Expressing surprise. But there's no surprise. Death could come at any time, and it's particularly urgent for us. We have to understand what we are going to do. Prikshit Maharaj, there wasn't any consideration of doing some spiritual thing or not. It was accepted. What he would do was narrowed in the field from what Maharaj Kutvanga could do. Maharaj Kutvanga had to consider his material and spiritual duties as a Rajarshi, as an active ruler. Prikshit Maharaj was drawn in a little closer. He had already given up family, kingdom. He gave all that up, those responsibilities, and headed to the forest. And so the question for Prikshit Maharaj wasn't a priority amongst material and spiritual duties as a Rajarshi, but it was dependent upon or contingent upon instruction that was offered by the myriad of saintly persons who appeared at the bank of the Ganges, Prabhupada describes in the purport, by Krishna's mercy, Sukadeva Goswami appeared before him by Krishna's arrangement. And so Prikshit Maharaj's choice was amongst different spiritual paths. What will you do? What will you hear? Will you hear Pantanjali's yoga? Will you hear Gyan? What will you hear amongst the spiritual things that you can dedicate yourself to, or which was represented in the audience before you? He chose the priority of all spiritual paths as Srimad Bhagavatam. And he's being praised for that choice in these verses we've been reading since we started the second canto. Srimad Bhagavatam, Amala Puranam, purest knowledge. That's what he focused on. Srimad Bhagavatam was his priority choice. So again, we go to our situation, which is more urgent. We've got the choice of spiritual path out of the way. We have the choice of accepting the path given by Srila Prabhupada and our previous acharyas. And on that path, different spiritual duties or practices have been given to us. So how are we going to prioritize these things in our lives? That's the question. And so I'd like to go over with you some considerations for making a priority list of choices that are part of our everyday sadhana. How are we going to prioritize these things to make sure that we get the value of this condensed question about what is the priority of one who's about to die? Because we're the most urgent, like we said. Our case is most urgent. So how are we going to prioritize those elements, those instructions that have been given to us coming down from all the great acharyas in the Gaudiya Vaishnava Sampradaya? So we've been given different things. Let's start with our rounds. Again, condensed essence of chanting japa has been given to us by Srila Prabhupada. We have no qualifications. We have no spiritual merit. We have no pious merit even. But we have the mercy of Srila Prabhupada. We couldn't even do what he said, 64 rounds a day. 32 then. 16, but bas, that's it, at least. 16. Condensed mercy for us to prioritize in our lives. How are we going to do that? Well, there are different things that devotees recommend, even different things that Srila Prabhupada said. Who knows one thing that Srila Prabhupada said about how to get your 16 done? Huh? Yes, but more practical. Yeah, he gave the 4444, right? What is the 4444? Does anybody know? Say it louder.
4 before breakfast, 4 before lunch.
That's 8. Well, we'll leave the research of exactly what it is to someone else, but the point is that, yeah, he broke it up. 4 by this, 4 by this, 4 by this. A practical way to prioritize it in our life. Before you eat, 4, 4, 4, 4, 4. Well, that's another way. I mean, there are all kinds of ways. That's one example Srila Prabhupada gave. But there are others that many devotees practice every day in this effort to make it a priority in their life. Some say that I'm going to go sit down, and when I sit down comfortably, firmly, going to chant all 16 before I stand up. Some people take japa like that and they prioritize it over anything else. They're going to sit down and do that. Another one is eating. I won't eat anything before I finish my 16 rounds. It's a way of making it a priority. we eat by regular course of things several times a day. So it's already got a priority in our life. But if we attach chanting our japa around that, either 4444 or none, taking nothing before chanting, these are ways in which we can make a priority. Does anybody have any particular personal priority? How they want to do it? They want to share with us? Of course, japa also means, and this comes up quite often, we talk about making japa a priority. What happens before? What happens the day before? You have to go to take rest early so that you can get up to chant in the morning, no matter how you do it otherwise. That has to be a priority. And we're talking about things, especially eating, sleeping. These are things we're at the core of material existence, the core of our existence. And if we tie our japa to them, then we're making it a priority, a very fundamental priority in our life. So japa is one way to prioritize the sadhana practice as given to us by the previous acharyas. I have a list of things here, so I'll go through them unless someone wants to interject how they prioritize these things. Well, I'll just stay personal with it. Puja. Sometimes devotees have a personal puja that they do at their home or their ashram. And that's also a very strong part of their spiritual life, the daily practice. And so, with my puja, when I started my puja, I took the, I don't want to say vow because it sounds so Bhishma-like, but I took the position that I wouldn't eat until the puja was finished for the day. And for the most part, that's been maintained in the 30 plus years doing a daily puja. Don't eat until the puja is done. So, what I really want to focus on here is something that's part of our daily puja that's been taken by one of our god brothers and really developed in terms of making a priority. And that is reading Srila Prabhupada's books. This is such an important priority. And we can thank our god brother Vaisheshika Prabhu for helping us make this a priority. With the program, read Be a Sage page by page. You're familiar with this program? Be a Sage page by page. It's an app for those that are addicted to technology. This free app will help you systematically go through these books while having a realistic goal in front of you. You can even set reminders to read your pages and see how others are doing in the same journey, on the same journey, and inspire one another. That's what he wrote about the app. Things that are key, four things that are key, this statement about making a priority in life. Systematically is one, realistic is the other, reminders is three, and inspiration is for. These four things help us make priorities of anything. But he's made it related to reading Srila Prabhupada's books. So I just want to read to you some of the examples of what you can do by being a sage page by page. Basically, it makes making some kind of priority to read Srila Prabhupada's books every day. That's what the basis of the program is. So, Bhagavad Gita as it is. If you read 29 pages a day for 1 month, you can complete reading Bhagavad Gita as it is. Srimad Bhagavatam. If you read 8 pages every day in 5 years, you'll complete reading Srimad Bhagavatam. Now, remember, we're talking about realistic, systematic, yes, but realistic goals. The strength from making something a priority doesn't come from what doesn't come necessarily from what it is, but what you get out of the practice. So it doesn't matter how many pages you read, the sadhana, the prioritization of your time, learning how to do that, and what comes out, even if you only read 8 pages of Srimad Bhagavatam a day, and it takes you 5 years to complete it. But he has Sri Isha Upanishad, Krishna book, Nectar of Instruction, Nectar of Devotion, Teachings of Lord Chaitanya, Bhagavad Gita as it is, Srimad Bhagavatam, and Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita. Over intervals of 1 month, 3 months, 6 months, 9 months, 1 year, 2 years, 3 years, 4 years, 5 years. You can systematically put a priority to reading Srila Prabhupada's books. This is offered as a free app for those interested in making a priority of life in life. We can go through devotional service in our lives in a sort of a ho-hum attitude, or we can ramp up our Krishna consciousness to the urgency that we described earlier by taking and setting priorities in our life for our sadhana practice. So, any reflections, questions, things that want to discuss? Yes?
Thank you, my very nice. You said four things by relationship. Systematic, realistic goals, then reminders, and what was the fourth thing?
Inspiration.
Inspiration.
Interacting with others.
Thank you. Srimad Bhagavatam, you said about Maharaj Khatwanga was Dilip according to that encyclopedia. However, Srimad Bhagavatam says that after Dilip, almost 20 generation later, Khatwanga Maharaj appears. It's in Bhagavatam Canto 9, Chapter 9. So after Dilip, there is Sadaka, Bahuka, Madhyanti, etc. And then Maharaj Khatwanga appears. I'm just adding that.
Thank you very much. Now we know your capabilities, research capabilities. We'll have to exploit them.
Muhurta is in again. Bhagavatam has been translated differently at different places. Twice it is 48 minutes. Twice it's 1 second. It's just like auspicious moment as Muhurta. And Brahma Muhurta, Prabhupada writes as 1.5 hours. Mm-hmm. It's also Muhurta.
adding that. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Anyone else? Yes? Go ahead.
I know personally, for me it's hard to have a systematic reading for myself, to do it on my own. But in my life I experienced that having reading groups, with some, like we have Madananda doing reading groups, and that really helps to, and we've covered a lot of books actually, just by, with others together reading, so that's one way.
Yeah, especially with others. That helps make it something a priority when it's not just you, but there's others. Yes, Mother Goddess.
As far as japa, I like to come and chant, you know, at the temple during the japa period, because I feel like then I have... I get less distracted that way, and there's other devotees here, so I can't, you know, look at my phone or whatever. I would feel embarrassed. So I like to come and chant here.
Transcendental peer pressure. Thank you.
I have a question. So, you know, what are your priorities and you're trying, okay, I need to do, to change my rounds, and so, and read, and but I want to do a service. I have to go and work, and I have to take care of the kid, and I have obligations at home, and then there is no time to go early to bed or to get up, or sometimes there are so many other things that also have to be done, so...
Well, just do the best you can. We're not trying to make people feel bad or discourage anyone. Do the best you can. My brother-in-law, Ketaniya's brother, he used to work, he was a welder. He had to go early in the morning to construction sites, etc. But he used to come home and he would sit in his pickup, parked in his driveway, and not get out of the car until he finished his rounds. So he had everything else done, but he took that Sampradaya is his name. He took that vow, and that's how he got his rounds done. Yes.
I mentioned another way to be able to study when you don't have time to study. For me, is going to ISKCON Desire Tree. I have to give class on, you know, let's see, Bhagavad Gita 3:30, which I did have to for 26 Second Avenue on Saturday night. So I just listened to all, there was so many lectures on that verse, and I learned so much just by hearing, you know, other people's classes, and you can listen to the whole Bhagavatam also online, you know, so there's so much, like when you're cooking or, you know, you're cleaning, you can always avail yourself of that also.
And that's very good. We're so fortunate, so many devotees have taken efforts to record classes, make sure Prabhupada's recording's available. I know that I chant, lately I've been listening Prabhupada chanting japa, and they have Prabhupada chanting japa at all different speeds, 5.5 minutes, 7.5 minutes, 8 minutes per round. But yeah, we should take advantage of these things for Krishna conscious priorities, otherwise the material priorities will come.
Yes. We have a few questions in the chat. Nanda Gleek is asking, do you have any thoughts or comments on why Maharaj Katwanga felt that he had to leave where he was to pursue spiritual life? Isn't it that any place can be a sacred place if one fixes their mind on the Supreme Lord, especially if he only has a minute?
Well, I think that There are different stages at which we accept the teachings of our acharyas. And yes, we can set priorities, stay at home, do Krishna conscious things only, participate in the Sankirtan movement. So we can do that, but at some point the heat, the urgency is turned up a notch by the impending death, where finally we have to take this step or that step. That's, I think, the dynamic that goes on a bit in the mind of a householder, grihastha, good grihastha. And why would they take sannyas? What's the impetus? Everything's going according to Krishna conscious life. But sometimes death, impending death, pushes up the heat, turns up the heat, and we do things, we become more renounced than we have previously been. Something like that. So.
The second question was about, you had talked about a moment that Maharaj Kapanga had. So how long does the moment last? Like either 47 or 48 minutes?
Well, she's... twice it's referenced in Srimad Bhagavatam to be 48 minutes. And once as 1 second. In today's verse, I think it makes a distinction between one moment here and one moment in the heavenly planets. Well, that maybe that was something else I was less authorized. Anything else? Went throughout Srimad Bhagavatam. Yeah.